Hello, my friends. How are you? I hope you're feeling great right now. In this next talk, I want to talk a little about one of my opinions, and I will be so glad and happy to know your opinion about this issue as well. As the title says, this sentence, at first I got it from some podcast of Feel Good English that Kevin said gratitude is a lovely word. I don't remember actually in which chapter or episode he said it, but from that moment on, this sentence has curved into my mind, and actually it is part of my brain. I don't know why this in particular. Anyway, but this is a very great sentence as a motto. Gratitude is a lovely word. Of course, sometimes we should relook. I don't know if this is a proper word or not, but sometimes every so often we must revisit and relook our things, our health, for example, our family, whatever we love and whatever we possess and whatever we already have, that a lot of people around us, they don't have this and they wish that to be like us, and they wish to have the same things that we have. But by this, even though we tend to compare ourselves to others that we think are upon us and have more things than we have, unfortunately, and we compare ourselves to them, and then therefore we don't feel good about the things that we have already, the things that a lot of people wish, they envy us, that wow, look at this person, he's so lucky, and so on, these things they say. But unfortunately we lack gratitude, and we are doing ingratitude. Maybe if you believe in God, you can be grateful to God about the things he has given to you, and a lot of things. And that's the thing that we have to look again, sometimes, at the things that we have and be grateful to them, not compare ourselves to others, enjoying the things that we have. Buddha once said, and this is his way of life, that if you want to be happy and feel happiness, you want to cut your desires and the things that you want to have in the future. And of course, I paraphrasing his saying, and maybe it's not completely 100% accurate, but anyway, this is very true, that we have to be grateful for the things that we already have and look at them and think a little more deeply, and think that a lot of people wish to have them, and by this we will be so happy. We will focus more on the things that we have, not the thing that we want, and try to and toil and desperately to have them. Thank you so much. I hope you enjoyed it. Have a good day, and bye for now.